Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, my good friend and Fox News host and author of the new book, Don't Lie to Me, Judge Jeanine Pirro is here. We talk about the Biden crime family. We talk about Durham. We talk about so much in the news. You guys are going to love this conversation. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. If you guys want to help continue to support our program, please go to charliekirk.com/support. It helps so much. Thank you guys so much for those of you that are already supporting us as monthly supporters. It allows us to continue to do two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show right now to your podcast provider. Take out that phone. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. And if you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, do just that. Screenshot it and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Judge Jeanine is here, everybody. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I am thrilled to be joined by the amazing Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge, it is awesome to have you on the Charlie Kirk Show. It's fun for myself to be able to interview you because I go on your program every so often. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the courtesy. Now, think about this, Charlie. The truth is that when I interview you, it's about 4 or 5 minutes. You get to interview me for 30. If I had 30, I would interview you. So, I mean, you can come at me for 30 minutes.
Well, that's
love you anyway.
Well, thank you. And so you have an amazing new book. Let's just start with a call to action. Everyone, go check out Judge Jeanine's new book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Judge, you said when you were as a judge, that used to say this all the time, don't lie to me. You said to people, say, just tell me the truth. Why did you write this book? And kind of what experiences do you have that kind of correlate with the title that you chose?
You know, the book, Charlie, is a third in the trilogy of books I've written since the president has gone into the White House. First, the liars, leakers, and liberals, those people who, you know, defrauded the FISA court with a dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton, and that a FISA court judge was either too stupid, incompetent, or was part of a complicity. A conspiracy to spy on Donald Trump's campaign through an innocent American, Carter Page, who's still walking around, an innocent American. They used him as a vessel. And what's amazing, Charlie, is people would say to me, well, how do you know that? You can't prove that. Well, you know what? I knew it at the time because I was a prosecutor and a judge, and I worked with Jim Comey. I worked with the FBI. And then it came true. So then I wrote Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge because the radicals were out of control, resisting everything this president did out of revenge for their not being able to drag that woman, Hillary Clinton, across the finish line. Now, they've been lying ever since. And I don't know, I was watching something and I said, stop lying to me. And, you know, I said, that's it. Here we go again. And the amazing thing is that in the Donald Trump world, news is there 24/7, 7 days a week. So you can keep writing a book, as you know. You wrote your book on the president. And, you know, they had to pull it away from me because I kept writing because there was more news and more news. But this book pretty much takes over from the radicals and resistance, but it's a continuation of the lies of the left where they want to lock you in your home. They want to open the borders. They want to defund the police. And then they want to take away your gun. It sounds like a perfect nirvana for a socialist, you know, and it infuriates me because as a judge, I used to look at defendants and, you know, you don't have to be a genius. Juries do this every day. They listen to evidence. They see what makes sense. Does it sound true to them? Is the person credible? Apply the facts and the law. And they decide to make they give us a verdict. And in this case, these guys in Washington on the left have been lying to us from day one. In fact, Charlie, there's more crime in Washington than there is going on in courtrooms across the country.
Wow. Well, that's pretty sad. That is a statement. So, Judge, I want to get into a part of your book here. You have Chapter 3, Bunker Biden. But before I get into Chapter 3, Bunker Biden, can you just give your initial reaction to the recent revelations about Hunter Biden and his international crimes of mystery, or alleged crimes, I should say? Am I missing something here, or is there just an incredible just pattern of almost a crime syndicate in the way that Hunter Biden paraded around the world? What am I missing here?
You're not missing anything. In fact, I call him the Biden crime family, because what Hunter Biden did was he went around from China to Russia to Ukraine with a vacuum, and he just sucked up all the money. We're talking billions here, billions. Here's a guy who's got a problem with drugs. He got kicked out of the military, and he knows nothing about energy, nothing about oil, nothing about gas, doesn't speak, you know, Ukrainian. And you know, he's getting all this money. But, you know, this is why it's relevant. And I'm not even going to go into Don Jr. having a conversation, and they want to indict him and you know, break him in terms of monies for lawyers. And we know how that goes. But the truth is that Joe Biden has enabled this. He's enabled his brother, as Pam Bondi talked about at the RNC, to build homes in Saudi Arabia, government contracts. Are you kidding me? And he takes his son Hunter to China on Air Force Two. Now, you mean to tell me he didn't know anything? He didn't say to Hunter, gee, why are you going to China? Gee, who are you going to meet with? And what are you going to do there? Do you think they were sitting there eating potato chips and watching movies? No. And the fact that Joe Biden has already lied about, oh, I never talked to my son about any of this. The fact that people kept going at Joe Biden and saying, you know, you got to consider the ethics of this, tells me that they are a crime family, that what has gone on with the Bidens is an indication of what they'll do to America. And it's like the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, nothing more than an organized criminal enterprise under the guise of a 501c3. And they're not in this for us. They're in it for themselves. Donald Trump is in it for America. He's got nothing to gain and everything to lose.
Yeah, so when President Trump took office, the Trump kids, you and I both know them well, Eric and Don, stopped all international business deals. When Joe Biden took the vice presidency, they started their international business deals.
Well said.
They started to see more business opportunity than ever to sell out the middle class of our country. So Judge, tell us about this chapter, Bunker Biden. It's perplexing. As we are having this conversation, I think Joe Biden has now had his ninth day of no campaigning at all in the month of September. He really believes that he can have a shelter-in-place strategy to try to become president of the United States. Can you talk about this chapter in particular and how it relates to the broader theme of the book?
Well, you know, I was just watching Fox a few minutes ago, and someone said, well, what's wrong with Joe Biden staying, you know, in his house to protect himself and his health? They said, because he's winning doing that. It's almost as like people are saying, I don't care if he works for me, it just works for him. If this guy, once he comes out, has to stay in bed or at home for 3 or 4 days to get himself ready for the next exodus out of the house, how the heck is he going to run the country? I mean, you know, President says Xi Jinping, you know, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, they're going to run circles around this idiot. Now, the other issue is this. There are times when Joe Biden is cognitive and he is very lucid. And when he debated Bernie Sanders, I remember saying, Janine, don't underestimate this guy. And then 2 days later, if he came out 2 days later, next time he's like, what is it in the pool with Pop Chart or popcorn and razors and, you know, what was it in the pool where he's talking?
Oh, yeah. He likes kids coming up his lap and he got corn pop. And it's like, I always like corn pop. Yeah. Jeez.
Like corn pop. But and that's where he goes. And so you say to yourself, now think about this. I'm not a medical doctor. How is it the one day you can be smacked right on it, lucid, clear? And then you disappear for a few days. Is it, you know, what happens to your psyche, to your physique? And I'll leave it at that.
All right, everybody, you're probably hungry right now. So there's only one solution. Meat. Meat is American and meat is good. That's why we love Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers with an S. GoodRanchers.com. You get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be and beef the way it should be. See, they have 100% American-born, raised, harvested meat. They bring it to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and American values. Good Ranchers with an S.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the U.S. to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. Get 100% American-born, raised, harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to you right now. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers. T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Home delivery is always free. It's that simple. GoodRanchers with an S.com. Good Ranchers delivers your favorite meats right to your door. Look, you guys want good food? I'm sure you do. You're probably tired of the pizza and all that. Why don't you just go buy right now a couple fillets from GoodRanchers.com? You get $20 off and use promo code Charlie. Boom, straight to your door. You get home from work, pop it on the grill, and all of a sudden you have an amazing meal. That's Good Ranchers' promise right there. It's American. It's good. It's meat. It's what you need. GoodRanchers.com with an S. You view all their beef and chicken packages. It's a very easy-to-use website. It's GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. Save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. Yeah, and it's not going to get any better. And so the debates will be very interesting to see next week. You and I both know the president, he's a game-time player. When the most amount of pressure is applied, when it's the highest stakes, that's when President Trump does the best, whether it be a State of the Union address, whether it be a meeting with a foreign diplomat. No matter what it is, when it's the big moment, that's when President Trump steps up. Yeah, he is a Tom Brady type player. When it's all on the line, he makes it happen. So Judge,
he's a patriot too.
Oh, he loves his country. Absolutely. So, Judge, you have a chapter here in the book called Escaping New York. When I first started Turning Point USA, I used to love to go to New York City. It had an energy to it. It had a vibrancy. It felt like you could achieve anything in the world. Now I go to New York. It feels like a dystopian nightmare, and it's depressing, and I can't wait to get out. Judge, you're a lifelong New Yorker, if I'm not mistaken, and you built a career there. And what has happened in New York? And are you leaving? Are you thinking about getting out of what's happened to this once great city?
What happened to New York, Charlie, is what will happen to this country if Joe Biden gets elected. What we're seeing across this country is like a pregame, a petri dish of what's going to be happening if the left gets elected. And not just president, Charlie. I think the people that are watching or listening to this need to understand it's your local DA. You know, it's your local state senator. It's your governor. And the president, obviously, the most important. Because their goal is basically to keep us down and afraid, and they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the law. Their goal is to create a socialist society where, you know, the government gives you a pittance like they did in the pandemic. To them, that was a godsend. And people are afraid, and we do whatever. Every day we watch the government tell us what we should and shouldn't do. And then they're like out there with the mask. You know, my favorite story about Joe Biden is, I think it was Memorial Day weekend, right? He's been in his house for months with his wife, and he comes out to put a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I believe. And it's just he and his wife. There's no one in the vicinity, and they're both in these huge black masks. And I said to myself, wait a minute, they're outdoors. There's no one near them. They've been living together. What's with the masks? You know, it's a signal. It's a virtue signal. I care about you. I'm going to protect you. And I was just in North Carolina last weekend for less than 24 hours, I might add. And, you know, I got there and wore my mask. I mean, I'm from New York. And they were like, you know, they were like, what are you doing? And it's almost like they've got us convinced of what we need to do when you've got their various states where people are just living free. Look, we're adults. We know what we need to do. We need to wash our hands. We need to stay clean. We need to make sure we don't breathe in or what, all that other stuff. If you're old, you need to isolate. But the thing about New York is it was a citadel on the hill. It was a city of financial, cultural, the citadels, just that simple. And you got energy from it, and it got energy from you. And I don't care if you were in fashion, if you were on Wall Street, if you were in politics, if you were a ballet dancer, an opera singer, or if you were just a young kid saying, you know, this is my time. You could walk down the city in New York, down the street in New York at 4 a.m. and enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a radio show on ABC, WABC in New York. Sunday morning, I go in Sunday morning. There's a guy drinking out of a paper bag. He's got a hoodie on, and he's drinking. And I look down. He has no pants on. He has no pants on. And he's walking down the street. And I'm like, oh. And, you know, I ran back in the building. I mean, I was leaving. I was waiting for my car. I ran in the building. But the crime that is going on, the fact that the mayor de Blasio and all of the Democrats don't believe in law and order. And I couldn't understand why they took umbrage when the president talked about law and order 4 years ago. I said, I'm in law enforcement. It's in my blood for 30 years. You know, why are they taking such umbrage at that? The reason is because they want to break it down, because these protesters want to destroy our way of life. They want to destroy our ability to say what we're saying. If we're not politically correct, you get fired because you trigger someone at work by your very presence, you know. And then they want to, we can't go to church, we can't go to synagogue, but we can go to a casino, we can go to the movies, or we can go protest with 10,000 people because, according to the Democrats, the leftists, this is your time in history. No kidding. How about I take care of my family? You want to lock me up, take away my license? This is crazy.
Look, we've got a very different kind of sponsor for this episode, The Jordan Harbinger Show, a podcast you should definitely check out since you're a fan of high-quality, fascinating podcasts hosted by interesting people. The show covers such a wide range of topics through weekly interviews with heavy-hitting guests, and there are a ton of episodes you'll find interesting since you're a fan of the show, and I recommend our listeners to check out. Jordan has some where he's talking to a professional art forger, someone who somehow made millions of dollars while being chased by the feds and the mafia. Each episode is a conversation with a different fascinating guest. And when I say there's something for everyone here, I really mean that. In one episode, Jordan talks to a hostage negotiator from the FBI who offers techniques on how to get people to like and trust you, which sounds useful and disturbing at the same time. Another episode tells the story of a cinematographer who discovered a lost city in the jungle and made one of the most important archaeological finds of the century. So look, Jordan's a friend. He gets it done. It's very interesting content. Jordan's always focused on pulling useful and practical insights out of his brilliant guests. And we're not talking about pop psychology or wishy-washy self-help here. The episodes are loaded with bits of wisdom that you can use to legitimately change your mind and improve your life right away. If you enjoyed this show, you'll enjoy Jordan Harbinger's show. So it's J-O-R-D-A-N, that's Jordan, Harbinger, H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R, show. On Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, help my friend out, Jordan Harbinger. Check out his podcast. They're worthwhile. And so Judge, you've spent your life in the criminal justice system, and you've seen stone cold killers, and you've locked some of them away, the worst people in society. And you believed during your career that justice is blind, that you shouldn't say that it's, if you're looting, it matters if you need the products, which is an argument that's being made in California. Judge, I'm very worried that we have the deterioration of our legal system. Is that a correct analysis? Can you give us some input as someone who has served as a judge and has seen how great the system once worked and now it's being put into jeopardy?
Well, the system is falling apart. It's coming undone. And people like myself, I mean, I was an elected DA for 12 years. I was an assistant DA for 15 years. I tried cases most of my career. Love the courtroom. Started the first domestic violence unit in the country, first internet pedophile sting operation. I mean, I hate crimes units too. I was all about the victim who never chose to be a part of the criminal justice system. But what is happening now is the focus again is on the criminal and unfair justice, social justice. I don't know what social justice is. I know what criminal justice is. I know what victim justice is. And what they're saying now is that, you know, we don't need to send people to jail. Let's elect these DAs with Democrat Socialists of America money, and they refuse to incarcerate. They only believe in restorative justice, where the victim and the accused get together as if I'm a rape victim and I want to ever see that guy again, let alone talk to him in a room. And, you know, kumbaya, let it go. You cannot have an orderly society like that. And when I ran for DA, one of the things that was, I ran as a Republican in a Democrat county, one as a county judge, one as a DA. My message was very simple. Westchester is a very affluent community. It's one of the richest in the country. If you want to keep this place affluent, successful, and you want to move here, you want kids to go to school here, you want businesses to thrive here, you better make sure I'm the DA, because I'm going after crime with no holds barred. And you can check my plea bargain record. You can check my incarceration record. You can check whatever record you want to check. Check me out. But the bottom line is, your kids are going to be safe. Your business is going to be safe. And you know, your everything that you're doing in your life is going to be protected by me. I'm going after anyone who goes after any of you. That's gone now. They call it bail reform. That's a euphemism. It's nothing more than the elimination of bail. You walk in, they charge you. And when the police finish their paperwork, cop goes out to finish the beat, whatever it is. And the criminal goes out to commit another crime. He comes back in. They let him out. If he's a protester, he gets money to fly to the next state and protest. And the Kyle Rittenhouse case is a perfect example of what they're trying to do. Everyone who went after that kid had a long criminal record, sex offender, strangulation, gang member. They're looking to put us in a place where if we defend ourselves, they're either going to attack us or they're going to arrest us like they did the McCloskeys.
Well, and the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and again, I've said this, he was charged on multiple charges, probably shouldn't have been there walking the streets. It's not, I mean, he's 17 right. years old. He made a mistake, but he was hunted down in the streets and he defended himself. That's not first degree murder. It's just, it's hard to even comprehend how they come at that conclusion. And Judge, I'm really worried because now they're viewing the justice system through a very slanted lens where they think it should be tilted differently if you're of a different skin color, a different income level. I was stunned to believe that Kim Fox in Chicago, and I had to double check this with police officers I know on the ground, she was allowing cash. She was on bail for first degree murderers. These people are getting out on bail for first degree murder. And they say it's bail reform. A first degree murderer you're letting out with just back onto the streets? And Judge, correct me if I'm wrong, but it also demoralizes police officers. They're less likely to then go arrest, and they're less likely to go into those tough neighborhoods. Like, why do I want to go get shot at or killed? Right. And it breaks apart the entire civilization is really what it does. And so, Judge, are you seeing Democrats, and I hate to use it to political terms, are you seeing people that used to just be kind of on the left that are starting to recognize and realize in the New York greater area that this is something that is very dangerous, especially with de Blasio kind of takeover?
Yeah, you would think that with de Blasio and the takedown of New York City that there would be Democrats who would say the tax base is leaving New York. Stores are not being protected. Police are being told to stand down. And worse than that, police are being targeted by the district attorney. I got a hold of an internal memo where he said to them, basically, you know, we want to let the protesters go with an ACD. And if they have any complaints against the cops, we're going to consider police brutality charges against the cops. City council, that was an internal memo that I got. The cops, on the other hand, are being told you cannot touch the accused, the suspect, perp, on, you know, his diaphragm or here or there. And if they get into a tussle, they're going to touch that area. So they're kind of like, I'm going to call the sergeant and then the captain and then the lieutenant, or I'm not going to go anywhere. But to add to it, they took out the street crime unit, what we used to call it, the anti-crime unit. And so the criminals are emboldened. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is New York City is going back to the 80s.
Yeah,
it has lost the luster that you described. People are buying guns. Women are buying guns. Women in the suburbs are buying guns, to answer your direct question about whether or not, you know, they're going to recognize Trump will protect them. Body armor purchases are up by 80% in New York City. Body armor. So we're at a very critical time. You know it. I don't have to tell you. I think you do a fabulous job wherever you go. I mean, you just have the facts, the statistics. You know what you're talking about. And I like that you stay calm. I mean, you really are calm. And when they come at you, I love watching you.
Thank you.
You're great.
Well, thank you.
And everything you do is great.
Well, thank you. And you're amazing, too. And that's why everyone should go buy your book. Look, we have so many American heroes in our country, and we need to support them. And if you're one of those heroes, I'm sure that you'd struggle with where to find the gear to get your job done. Paying out of pocket for gear you need to do your job is a problem. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has historically required going from one website to another, creating multiple accounts and logins to make purchases and jumping through various hoops to verify your service. Don't you wish there was one place you could visit that had carefully crafted selection of deals for military and first responders in one spot? Big general retailers don't care about you and your sacrifices so as long you're just hitting the add to cart button. So go to GovX. It's GovX. It's a great, great website. Their work is direct. They work directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands all in one convenient location. GovX honors your service and gives back to your communities. GovX was built to give back to the men and women who serve our country and communities. That's why every month GovX supports a nonprofit serving the military, first responder, or law enforcement community. So if you're an American of service, a current or former member of the military, firefighting, frontline medical, or law enforcement communities, or the emergency medical, join GovX for free and enjoy a community that honors and gives back to patriots like you. So right now, you go to GovX.com, use the promo code Kirk, GovX.com, promo code Kirk. I completely agree with the New York part of the New York City part of it. I have a friend who lives in the financial district in the southern tip of Manhattan, and he said every night for the last 8 nights, between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., there's been a shakedown or someone being held up in the alley. This is the financial district. I mean, that used to be news that would it used to be news that people up on 84th Street would be talking about. If one person in Manhattan did that, they'd find you and arrest you instantaneously. Now it's a daily occurrence, and there's so many reasons for this. Andrew Cuomo is to blame. Bill de Blasio is to blame most specifically. And look, I'm not a fan of Bloomberg, but Bloomberg did not undo a lot of the Giuliani stuff, at least when it came to some of the police reforms. He held the line on a lot of it. Now he recanted it later. But de Blasio has taken New York in such a just self-destructive direction. So, Judge, I also do you want to comment on that before I?
Yeah. And he's got another year and 4 months to do it before the next person comes in. And God forbid what that city is going to look like in the next 4 years.
Sad is that the rich and the elite in New York, they're going to be okay. They'll go to the Hamptons. They'll hire private security. It is the working class of New York that are just going to be suffering under this incredibly just – it's a sad and depressing pattern of events in New York.
It is sad. So,
Judge, I want to shift gears a little bit because you mentioned something early on in the episode – that I've been thinking a lot about, and I was actually just thinking about it last night, and it's really been bothering me. You mentioned that the president was spied on illegally with the FISA court. We are now in late September. Where are Durham's indictments? Is there something that we can be expecting? I told people to keep their expectations low, but are we going to get anything before the election?
You know, I don't have any idea, Charlie. And, you know, I ran into Bill Barr in Washington yesterday and I said to him, so when? He said, you'll know. You know, look, I respect Bill Barr. I think he's a smart guy. You know, Durham is supposed to be a pit bull and all that. You know, if I give up on the system, Charlie, that I gave 3 decades to, I ran for office 5 times. I mean, you know, running for office in New York is a blood sport. Take it from me. And I got all the scars to prove it. And if I were to say I'm giving up, then I would have to give up on my whole career. And I'm not ready to do that. I pray that there is something that's done, because Americans want to know that the justice system works for everyone. And, you know, in addition to this book, Don't Lie to Me, I wrote a book called He Killed Them All about Robert Durst. And he got away with it for many years in New York. He was a serial murderer because his father was one of the scions of real estate in New York City, Durst. And when I went after him, man, they threw everything at me but the kitchen sink. And, you know, they have the money to make the motions to, you know, sway public opinion. And it's very sad. The rich get away with things that other people might not. And yes. I tried very hard as a DA not to do that in my office. And we didn't.
Well, Judge, you did an amazing job and you have done an amazing job. I'm with you, though. I don't want to lose faith in our justice system because it is the greatest in the world. And due process, cross-examination of witnesses, a jury of your peers. This is a system that is built in common law and built in the defense, most importantly, of the innocent, where you're innocent until proven guilty. This is a system that has worked. But I'm going to be honest, Judge, if they're going to continue to indict people like Bannon and Stone and D'Souza, I'm not saying they did nothing wrong. That is not my opinion. And they're going to leave Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Strzok and Page untouched after just the mountain of evidence that we have seen against them.
And it's horrible.
And again, the difference is that a lot of these people that I just mentioned, they were private citizens when they were doing whatever it was they were doing. These are people in the highest levels of authority of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the intelligence agencies. And if that power goes unchecked, forget it. I mean, that justice system is a very, very dangerous road to go on. So, Judge, the book is again called Don't Lie to Me. Any other takeaways from the book you want our audience to know about? There it is right there. Don't Lie to Me. I'm encouraging everyone to go pick up a copy. Any other takeaways or pieces of information you want to share about the book that we didn't get to cover?
The book, when I was in law school, I was on Law Review, and I don't say that very often. In fact, I probably haven't said it in the last 20, 30 years. But there are footnotes in the book. And the reason I reference that is you get into an argument with someone, the footnotes are all in here. You know, I'm tired of people and the lies. That's why I wrote Don't Lie to Me and stop trying to steal our freedoms from whether it's getting a gun, going to church, going to work, all of those things that we all want to do. But the footnotes are in here. When you have an argument with someone, just go to the book, you know, and you'll hear my voice in this book. It's all me.
Well,
ranting.
You're a great American, Judge. Thank you for all you do for our country. And everyone, go pick up a copy. Don't Lie to Me right now. Let's get on the New York Times bestseller list.
Thank you, Charlie. Good luck to you in Turning Point.
Thanks. God bless, Judge. See you soon.
God bless.
What a great conversation that was with Judge Jeanine. If you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, the largest, most powerful youth organization in the country, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. That is your home to get engaged and get involved for the fight for America, to win America's culture war around the ideas of a strong America, the Constitution, freedom, liberty, freedom of speech, tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Please email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Screenshot it and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. And finally, please consider supporting us if you are able at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Talk to you soon.